Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much for checking in. We are Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. I am your host, Tiffany Bacon, and today we're going to be talking about healthy choices for Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, wait, now before you turn that radio and say, y'all ain't going to have me mess up my favorite macaroni and cheese and greens and candied yams and all that, before you turn away, listen to what our special guest has to say. I didn't mean to rhyme. It just came out like that. Listen to what she has to say, because she has some awesome, healthy alternatives for your Thanksgiving dinner. We are just a few weeks away, and I know a lot of people are already preparing their menu, if not going to the store to purchase what they need, store it up for that time when they need to cook for a whole day or a day and a half, depending on how many people you're cooking for. So we thought that this would be an excellent opportunity for you to hear some ideas that you might be able to try at your Thanksgiving dinner table this year. So joining me is a friend to the show now, because this is her second appearance on the show, from Happy Bodies, Healthy Choices. I think I got that right. Deja Nava is joining us. She is a nutritional expert. Good morning, Deja Nava.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, welcome back to the program. Did I get the name of your organization?
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Happy Body, Healthy Choices. I'm Amen. So glad to be back talking about one of my favorite holidays, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around the corner.
And you know what's funny? When I was telling other people that you were coming on the show this morning and you were talking about healthy Thanksgiving meal choices, they were like, I don't know about all that. I don't want no healthy meals at my Thanksgiving dinner table. I just want to eat crazy.
I know people get so offended. They're like, healthy meals for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's because people equate eating healthy with it not being delicious. But I have some recipes that are equally delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm asking people to do is just to try one thing. Just add one thing to the spread, mm-hmm. to the soul food spread for your family to taste. And I promise you, next year, mm-hmm. you don't want it to come back.
Absolutely. And that's the main thing. I think folks have to get turned away from the idea that healthy food means bland, means just eating lettuce, means put nothing on it. It has to be, I don't know, tasteless.
Exactly. They feel like they just have to eat a salad with some tomatoes all day, and that's not true. There's a world of vegetables out there
mm-hmm.
that you need to go out and explore.
Absolutely.
Or just some simple tricks that you can add to your current recipes that will make it a lot healthier.
All right. Now, before we get into that, I, of course, want to bring my wonderful listening audience into the conversation. So my question to you, listening audience, what is your favorite dish for Thanksgiving dinner, and would you be willing to try a healthy alternative to that dish? Okay, twofold question. What is your favorite dish for Thanksgiving, and would you be willing to try a healthy alternative to that dish? Give me a call, 215-263-1039. All right, Deej, let's start with you. What's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
I think it's me and my brother, we fight over it every holiday, and it is the macaroni and cheese.
Yes, child.
My great-grandmother made the best macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
She's no longer with me, but I still haven't had anyone's macaroni and cheese that stands to her standard, but I've still had some delicious ones. Macaroni mm-hmm. and cheese is my absolutely favorite Thanksgiving dish.
Yes, 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 I agree. But here's my thing. Like, I need my macaroni and cheese. It has to have two other things with it for it to taste 100% great and taste 100% Thanksgiving. Three things. Next to my macaroni and cheese needs to be candied yams. And they really need to be candied, like sweet. I don't want no not sweet candied yams. Amen. And next to that needs to be some cranberry sauce. And right in the center of all that, stuffing or dressing, as some people call it. So, that quad of sides is what I need for Thanksgiving every year, or it's not Thanksgiving to me.
I understand. Now, for your cranberry sauce, do you use the canned cranberry sauce or do you make it?
No, ma'am. I am a canned cranberry sauce sister all day.
Yes, yes. I understand.
Yes. So what would you say would be a healthy alternative to any of my favorite sides and still maintain that good taste that I like?
People are going to be really surprised, but have you ever tried cauliflower macaroni and cheese?
That sounds crazy to me.
It sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, cauliflower is one of those vegetables that it has a mild flavor, so however you season it, it really absorbs it, so it tastes really good. So you can add, you still can use your cheddar cheese, you can use a little bit of Parmesan cheese, a little bit of cream cheese, salt and pepper, and you get that creamy satisfaction and that cheddar taste without all the starch.
Okay, so instead of having, I don't know how I feel about that, because you know what? First of all, I'm not the biggest cauliflower person. As a child growing up, I wouldn't touch it because I thought it was bootleg broccoli. I was like, it's broccoli without the color. I don't want it. So yeah, I kind of have held on to that concept of cauliflower not being something that I would normally eat. So I don't know how I feel about that. But taste-wise, how does it taste compared to my regular macaroni and cheese with two or three or five cheeses?
It's really a similar taste because, again, cauliflower has that mild taste. And the texture of cauliflower reminds you of a pasta. So, and even if you're not ready to go completely with just cauliflower, you can add in elbow macaroni to the cauliflower and add in your sour cream, your garlic, your onions, your cheddar cheese, your Parmesan cheese, and you'll still get that cheesy flavor.
I see. So what about just going with a healthier version of macaroni? Like, does it make a difference if it's wheat, or does it make a difference if, you know, sometimes they have the I don't want to call it white wheat, but they say it's more fiber. It's still the white macaroni. It's not the wheat. It doesn't have like the hearty wheat flavor, which I don't always like anyway. But, you know, they have those other versions of macaroni. Would that not suffice as to make the dish more healthy?
If you're not ready to try the cauliflower macaroni cheese, which I'm telling you guys, it really does taste amazing. I was skeptical at first, too, but it's my new love.
Uh-huh.
You can try the whole wheat pastas. And the whole wheat pastas, the flavors of them are getting a lot better. I mean, because at first they were very grainy or very starchy. People didn't like the taste, but now they are getting better. So if you're not ready to switch to 100% whole grain, you can do a mixed grain for the pasta, and you can do the low-fat cheese, so at least you're reducing the amount of fat that you have to your dish.
Now, what would you suggest for someone who is trying to slowly cut back because they know that their family members are not having that switch things up thing? What would you suggest in terms of spices or herbs to use to kind of supplement the loss of maybe some fat from using, you know, whole cheese to 2% cheese or whatever?
The spices for macaroni cheese, I would use garlic, pepper, some onion. I mean, I think those for macaroni cheese, you can add some parsley in there to really big up the flavor.
Now, I have never in my life had an onion in my macaroni and cheese.
Are you serious?
Ever.
Oh, it is so good. You have to add onion. It is so good. Sometimes I make it with it, sometimes I make it without it. But onion gives it a little special kick. And a little bit of garlic, some salt, pepper, and garnish it with, like, some parsley, and there you have it.
That is so interesting. Now, listen, excuse me, I'm getting all choked up listening to you. listening audience, we want you in on the conversation. If you have any questions for Dijanaba about how to make some healthy alternatives to your Thanksgiving meal, give us a call. Also, I'm asking you, what is your favorite meal at Thanksgiving? Or what is your favorite dish, not meal, but what is your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? And are you willing to try a healthy alternative to that dish? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. All right, now I also mentioned candied yams. Now, honey, I can't eat everybody's candied yams.
Yes, candy yams.
Okay, what do you have for me on that? A healthier version.
So, I don't know if people, I love sweet potatoes. Like, sweet potatoes are so naturally sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like we never really needed to add all the sugar to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you eat a baked sweet potato, it's so sweet. It's like, why did we feel like we needed it to be even sweeter?
Mm-hmm.
However, I understand that's our tradition. People want their candy yams. I want to eat some candy yams on Thanksgiving, but I'm going to do portion control. But the one advice I would give out to people is don't add sugar in high fructose corn syrup.
Ooh, yeah.
Just try to stay away from the corn syrup or try to use half of the amount of sugar that you use because, again, sweet potatoes have a natural sweetness. And if you season them with your cinnamon and your nutmeg or however you like to season them, you don't need all that sugar.
Right.
Put it like this. If you feel thirsty after you eat your candy yams, it's probably way too much sugar in it.
Right. Absolutely right. But the thing is, it tastes so good, though. It's like, how do you go from that one taste to something that's not quite as sweet? Like, that's going to be a shock to your mouth. And then if you're used to that, like, how do you balance out the shock to your mouth if you're cutting back on some of those, you know, high fat, high sugar additives that we put into our dishes?
I say it's going to have to be incremental and gradual. So you're absolutely right. You can't just go from adding all your sugar, your high fructose corn syrup, and then this year you're like, I'm just going to eat the natural sweetness. Now, some people can handle it, but a lot of people can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to make your candy yams with a third less at additional sweetener.
Okay.
So if you use it, just a third less, and that way you'll still have the sweetness, but it's not going to be so drastic where you're going to feel like you don't like it. Mm-hmm. And then next year you can use two-thirds less, and that's how you start to build up your taste to eat the meal in a healthier way.
Okay, that's good. Now.
Yeah.
Let's move to my third thing.
You're right.
I said, let's move to my third thing. The cranberry sauce in the can from the supermarket is a must have for me. I've tried the whole cranberries. Like, I've had people like make it, totally not digging the consistency of that. Or even looking at a whole cranberry on my plate kind of weirds me out for some reason. Like, I guess I'm just so used to that thick block, purple-looking block.
That jelly something that they call cranberry
sauce. That jellied whatever. That is my thing every Thanksgiving. Are there any healthy alternatives to it that taste as good as that but don't have the texture of the whole cranberry sauce?
It's, you know, cranberry sauce in a can and real cranberry sauce are just two different things. I mean, if you're trying to build up to it, they do have the cranberry sauce in a can that have whole cranberries in it. So it is a little chunkier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to get yourself ready for that homemade cranberry sauce with the chunks,
mm-hmm.
I would go for that one.
Okay.
Or you can make it at home because although it may have the chunks in it, you can make it a little sweeter to try to build your taste buds up to that. But you just really can't compare cranberry sauce in a can to regular cranberry sauce. The good news is that most people only eat it around the holidays.
Right,
so
it's not going to be bad. If you
not
just
that
have
bad,
that.
You know.
Okay.
Now, if you eat it every day, that's a whole different story because
well,
there's so much sugar in it. But
well, no. I mean, you might eat it every day between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but
yeah, you might.
No, I'm joking. But yeah, okay. So that covers that. As far as stuffing, what options do you have for that? Or do you feel that people pretty much make that and it's not a big deal the way people put that together?
I think you can always make anything healthier. So with stuffing, I would add some green Granny Smith apples.
Oh.
Especially if you're making it from scratch, because it's going to add like the sweet tartness to it. Some people add Granny Smith apples, cranberries, a little bit of orange juice for the sweetness of it. But when you bake apples, especially if they're like cinnamon roasted or put a little bit of sugar on your apples, even though you really don't need it, it is really sweet and it's really good. So it goes along with that stuffing taste.
Mm.
And adding a fruit in there
Okay. I like that idea. I've actually had someone put apples in the stuffing before, and it was really good. And I didn't think it would be good because, again, you know, I come from a tradition where you don't do that. But, yeah, okay, I can see that, putting apples in stuffing. So that I think I would definitely try. I don't know about the cauliflower. I might try it.
Just add it. I'm not saying don't make the macaroni and cheese.
Uh-huh.
But just add it. People can taste it.
Okay, let me try that. All right, if you're just tuning in, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We're having an awesome conversation with Dee Janaba of Happy Bodies Healthy Choices. She is joining us to give us some healthy alternatives to our Thanksgiving meal as we think about what we're going to make for those of us who are doing the cooking this year. And for those of us who are doing the eating, how to maybe prepare. And I do want to spend a little bit of time, Dee Janaba, talking about those who have altered dietary needs, altered as in I'm now vegetarian, I'm now vegan, I have a health condition that says I cannot eat this, that, and such, and how the preparers of the Thanksgiving meal can have a good option for those people to eat. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I welcome you on the line to answer this question for me. What's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving, and would you be willing to try a healthy alternative to it? Give me a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Pat calling in from Mount Airy. Pat, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Wonderful.
I'm one of the folks that I'm not a cook, but I'm telling you, my daughter, Sharonda, makes a fantastic baked macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
And then her husband, I don't know what the additives that he puts in the collard greens, but Jermaine does a really fantastic job with the collard greens.
Okay.
So do you have any suggestions that I could carry back to them? Because I am trying to watch my weight.
Okay.
And I'm trying to change some of the things that I'm eating.
Okay, Deej.
Yeah, so for the macaroni and cheese, again, if they can add, they can use a whole wheat pasta, so you're not getting those white carbs, which is going to affect your blood sugar. You want to get some pasta that has more fiber in it to stabilize your blood sugar. And they can use either a low-fat cheese or use a little bit less cheese. I find it that if you add like the cheese sauce to your macaroni and cheese base, you don't need to use as much grated cheese.
Mm-hmm.
As far as collard greens, I have, now this may sound strange, it sounded strange before I tried it, but it's absolutely delicious. I make my collard greens with about five ingredients. It's Dijon mustard, garlic, onions, salt, pepper, and a little bit of apple cider vinegar. When I say these greens are so good, you don't even miss, like, you know, the smoked turkey or the pork that some people put in their greens. And you can use that base on any type of green that you have. How does that sound to you? The Dijon mustard collard greens are just delicious.
Wow. I don't know about that Dijon mustard.
Oh, now see that.
You know what? I'm the kind of person that likes to eat, and so I am adventurous. I would try something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I certainly would.
Yeah, and so what we're asking people to do, because like I said at the beginning of the show, folks are so rooted to, you know, specifically what they've been eating that they do like, and they've been eating the same thing for years and years and years, and you look forward to these specific things on Thanksgiving. But what we're asking people to do is have like an open mind and try one of these things that Dee Janaba is suggesting today, just to kind of balance out some of the healthy stuff in your Thanksgiving meal.
Well, does Dijon have a restaurant? Yes.
No, I do not have a restaurant, but the recipes will be posted on happybodyhealthychoices.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So make sure you check that out for the recipes, and definitely give us a call after Thanksgiving. If you guys try it,
yes,
let us know. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I may try cooking that collard greens, just small, just to taste it, test it out.
When you cook the collard greens, you don't even need to add any water to it. So you add like a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, well, one tablespoon of olive oil, depending on how much you have, and you let the natural water from the vegetable to create like the sauce with the Dijon mustard. Mm. So start off with 1 tablespoon of olive oil and 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard. Add in your garlic, add in your onions, salt and pepper, and about a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. And just taste it. It tastes really good, I'm telling you.
Wow. And that cuts the calories by how much?
It's going to cut the calories. Greens aren't high in calories. They're high in calories. It depends. Well, the calories are going to come from the oil and the meat that you're using. Mm-hmm. So about a tablespoon of olive oil is about no more than 100 calories. So But if you're using that for the whole dish, it's not going to be a high-calorie dish. It's just a healthier version because you're not losing all the nutrients in the water from boiling it for hours, and you're not adding in more animal protein, mm-hmm. which is unnecessary because you're going to have animal products with the meal anyway.
Okay, well, I thank you ladies very much.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate your phone call.
Okay, then. Have a great day.
All right, you do the same. Bye-bye. Bye
now.
Let's go to Craig calling in from Philadelphia. Craig, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
Breathing on schedule. How are you?
If it got any better, I'd have to hire someone to help me to enjoy it.
Ooh, amen. I like that. Go ahead, Craig. You have a question?
I wanted to say real quick, macaroni and cheese is macaroni and cheese, but what you were describing, you should change the name of it. That way it would not be as shocking to people when they taste it. And the next thing I wanted to say was the sugar. You were saying something about sugar. There are agave, there is raw cane sugar, there's even straight maple, 100% maple, honey. There's a whole lot of other things to use besides sugar. Sugar, white sugar is the worst thing you could ever use in your lifetime. And that's what causes the diabetes and everything else in your body to go wrong, pancreas and everything else. So those are two things that you should remember. And the saccharin and the artificial sugars and things like that, chemicals that are not good for you.
Right.
And, so that's what I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you.
I definitely agree with you. There is that agave nectar sugar. There is the stevia that you guys can use. And those are plant-based sugars. And what happens is it doesn't cause, again, your blood sugar to drop as fast because it has more fiber in it. So it's a healthier alternative. And, yes, artificial sweeteners, I would definitely stay away from those as well. Thank you for those comments.
Take care and have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much, Craig. You have a good day as well. All right. I know we have to take a break, but we are going to come back and continue our discussion with Deja Naba. We are talking about healthy alternatives for your Thanksgiving meal. And if you have any questions for Dej, give her and us a call. Also, I have a question for you. What is your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? And would you be willing to try a healthy alternative to it? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. More conversation continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City. We are speaking with Deja Naba from Healthy Bodies, Happy Bodies, Healthy Choices. I don't know why I want to get it messed up. And we are talking about healthy alternatives to your Thanksgiving meal. So answer me this, guys. What is your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? Is it the stuffing? Or dressing? Is it the cranberry sauce? Is it the macaroni and cheese? Is it the greens, the candied yams? Or what else do you have on your dinner table at Thanksgiving that maybe it's not traditional for a Thanksgiving meal? Some people eat fish. Some people eat a variety of things that aren't a part of the traditional Thanksgiving meal as we know it. So give us a call. What's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? And then tell us if you're willing to try a healthy alternative to it. Reach out to us at 215-263-1039. All right, Deja Naba, so what are your recipes? Some things we may not have heard of that you think would be a great addition to the Thanksgiving table.
You can make some roasted roots. vegetables, so with some carrots, parsnips, some potatoes, and you can just bake them, add some olive oil to them, add a little bit of orange juice to it, your seasonings. It doesn't really matter what seasonings. Because your root vegetables taste well with any seasoning. So I remember the first time I made it for my family, my little cousin in particular was just like, what is that? I'm not eating those roots. And it was just so funny because he had never seen it on a Thanksgiving table. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't want to eat baked carrots. Why did you make this? It was so funny. But that's easy to make. You know, you just throw it in the oven. You can also make, if you don't want to make mashed potatoes, you can make mashed cauliflower. That's a really good alternative. It tastes really good, and you can still make it creamy. But again, you're not going to have that starch, so it's a little healthier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. This cauliflower thing has me tripping. I'm just saying. It's just that I love vegetables. It's just the most ignored vegetable to me.
It's making a comeback, though.
Was it ever here? Like, it's making
a comeback. I'm telling you. People make cauliflower rice. I mean, it's all types of amazing things you can do with cauliflower because, again, it's like a tofu. Like, a lot of people cook with tofu because tofu doesn't really have much flavor. But once you season it right, it's amazing. And the texture is close enough to a pasta where you're not feeling like, this is not pasta, or this doesn't taste anything like it. It's a very familiar taste when it's cooked properly.
I'm going to put that on the side and say, I just have to try it. Because hearing it, and I know other people are like, what? But that's why we're saying have an open mind and just think of one of these and try them. You know, maybe try it before Thanksgiving. See if you can make it right. If it tastes really good, then actually give it to your family during Thanksgiving. You know, think about it. All right. Yeah. So we are taking your phone calls at 215-263-1039. We have Frank calling in from New Jersey. Frank, good morning.
Yes, my name is Fred.
Oh,
thank you, Tiffany.
I'm sorry, Fred.
I enjoy your show. My favorite dish is actually turkey ham.
Ooh.
My wife fixes the turkey ham. But, yes, I would be open for eating healthy dishes.
Okay. So do you have a healthy alternative for turkey ham, Dijanaba?
My wife usually cooks. So I'm not a cooker. So help her prepare the meals and eat. You know?
Okay, yeah, I was asking Dijanaba, do you have a healthy alternative for the turkey ham for Fred?
For Fred?
No. I don't know, because I don't cook.
Wait, hold. Hello, Fred.
I'm sorry.
Fred, hold on. Let me let Dijanaba talk, all right?
He was asking me, Fred. It's okay. Turkey ham is just turkey ham. I think you can add, I don't know how she prepares it. Some people use a glaze. Some people use sugar.
My wife cooks very healthy.
Yeah.
You know, she cooks the pineapple. She cooks it with ham, the honey, the raisins in it. You know, she fixes everything up real nice. Even her stuffing, she puts like the ground turkey.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a perfectionist, you know.
Okay.
So she's the chef in the family.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome sauce. Well, I hope you and your wife have a wonderful Thanksgiving. All right.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. No problem. And you have a great day. All right. Bye-bye. Dijanaba, if you have someone, because there are a lot more people who are claiming vegetarian or even vegan, if you have someone who is vegan or vegetarian coming to your super traditional, yes, I eat meat, Thanksgiving celebration, what can you fix for that person that tastes good and will not throw the rest of the family who is not on that eating plan off?
I think, you know, you can make your stuffing vegetarian. If you make it from scratch, or even if you make it out, well, if you make it from scratch, or even if it's out of the box, that could be vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
You can make, just add in some vegetables. You can make some corn on the cob. Everyone loves corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the mashed cauliflower,
mm-hmm.
where you don't have to use the milk, but you can use the butter.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how strict they are. You can make sweet potatoes. You can make your sweet potatoes, and they should enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as replacing the turkey, if you're not used to cooking like tofu, I wouldn't even try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would just add in some additional vegetables maybe a garlic, a small garden salad,
mm-hmm.
then you can still feel like they have options, mm-hmm. but it's not going, everyone else is not going to feel like you cooked for the one person and not for the family.
Right. And that's one of the things that I hear a lot from different people, because, you know, you might go to Aunt Hattie's house for Thanksgiving and she puts a turkey butt in everything, and then you can't eat it if you're vegetarian, especially yeah. not if you're vegan. So, and then for the vegan people, we're talking about no dairy at all, like no dairy, no animal, mm-hmm. nothing. So what, other than just the vegetables, do you have a dish that you could suggest that's not just vegetables that someone could make that everybody could enjoy?
That's a vegetarian dish.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can make soup. I mean, people like soup. That can be, you can make that a vegetarian dish. Mm-hmm. You, again, you can make a vegan version of macaroni and cheese using a soy-based cheese. That's really good and really similar to the flavors of regular macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the collard greens with the Dijon mustard, salt, pepper, onions, garlic, and a little bit of olive oil. That's really good. That's vegan. But what I really think is that if you're the vegan in the family, and if you want people to eat healthier, or you want people to see that how you eat isn't weird and it's delicious,
mm-hmm.
I think you should really bring a couple of dishes to the mid. I think you should bring the dishes to your whoever's house you're going over and present it and your best meal, so people can have the opportunity to taste these healthier options.
Now, that is a smart idea.
Yeah, I don't think the burden should be on the cook. If you're going to somebody's house and you know they're used to cooking with meat,
mm-hmm.
you can't expect them to change everything because they just won't know how to season it right.
Right.
And the worst thing you can do is cook a healthier meal and it tastes like nothing.
Nobody Absolutely.
Wants to eat and cauliflower.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to eat bland anything.
Exactly.
I know that's right. Let's go back to the phones again. We are welcoming your phone calls at 215-263-1039. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dinner dish? And would you be willing to try a healthy alternative? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We have Nada. I think Nada is on the line from Philadelphia. Nada, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am calling because I wanted to get her website, and also the collard greens sounds very delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I've written down quickly most of the greens, but I think I left out something. I have 2 tablespoons of olive oil, Dijon mustard,
mm-hmm.
garlic. Is that fresh garlic?
Yes, I always use fresh garlic, so about 2 cloves. It really depends how many bunches you're cooking. If you're cooking with just one or two bunches, I would use two or three cloves of garlic, 1 onion, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard to 1 tablespoon of oil, and then you want to chop it up really small. And you want to just, like, braise it with the olive oil and the Dijon mustard. And it creates a light sauce because of the water from the collard greens.
Mm.
Okay. So you're just putting the – what is your website?
It's Happy Body Healthy Choices, and I'll have those posted soon.
All right.
Happy Body Healthy choices.
Happy bodies, healthy choices. Lord, have mercy. I can't talk this morning. What is going on?
Okay. And that's on your website. Well, I really thank you. I'm going to try this, and I'm going to continue to listen to.
Awesome. And please let us know how you liked it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate
thanks
you listening, and thanks for the call.
I'm trying it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right now. Bye-bye. We are Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM, welcoming your phone calls. We only have a few minutes left in the program, so if you have a question for Dijanaba, or if you'd like to tell us what is your favorite dish at Thanksgiving, and would you be willing to try a healthy alternative, give us a call. 215-263-1039. Dijanaba, what's the one thing that everybody has at Thanksgiving that you think is the most unhealthy part of the meal?
it's a tie between the macaroni and cheese and those candy yams.
Ooh. Okay, the candy yams for the sugar and the macaroni and cheese for the cheese.
But it's all the cheese, the fat in the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cheese is not, I mean, when you break it down, cheese is a byproduct of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot, it's high in fat. And it does provide, I mean, especially the cheeses that we use the cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the low fat ones, but with the white cars and the cheese, it's really greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Add, you know, we add the butter to it.
And the milk.
It's just high cholesterol. That dish is high cholesterol.
Mm.
And some sweet potatoes is just diabetes in a spoon.
It's just diabetes on a plate.
You want to practice portion control.
Right. Well, I mean, the good thing is if you only eat like that twice a year, it's not really going to have that big of an effect on your life, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing. So for African Americans, you know, the Southern macaroni and cheese and the baked candy yams, these are our traditional foods, and these are celebratory foods. So my thing is that if we're eating these foods to celebrate our culture, to celebrate holidays, mm-hmm. to celebrate family gatherings, that is fine. The issue becomes when we make these foods a part of our everyday lifestyle. If you're making baked macaroni and cheese every Sunday, which sounds like a fabulous Sunday meal to most people, it's too unhealthy to make it a part of our everyday lifestyle.
Okay, you're suggesting why not start making healthy alternatives now so that you might not even crave it when it comes to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Or you might not even crave it, or if you're just eating it as a celebratory food, like as a special food that you eat for something, you know, special, it's not going to be that bad because you're eating healthier every other day of the year.
Got you. All right, let's take a few more calls. We have Boyd calling in from Philadelphia on line 2. Boyd, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless.
God bless. Good morning.
My thing is I started about 4 years ago making baked salmon over rice pilaf. And it was gone every time we had Thanksgiving dinner.
Uh-huh.
It would be gone before we had the dinner.
Oh, watch out.
So question was, is there a tofu version?
A tofu salmon?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Would you want that, though?
I don't know. Thought about substituting fish for tofu.
Okay.
So
I think the fish is going to be fine, right?
I don't know.
Because honest to God, if you served me a tofu over rice pilaf, it would sit there all day.
All day. Okay.
I would not want that. But that's
just
me.
That people don't want to eat.
Right.
So just keep the salmon and be all right.
Yes, that salmon has its omega-3s in it. You know, that salmon is all right.
You got that, Boyd. You are fine. Yeah. And it sounds delicious.
All right, God bless.
All right, God bless you as well. Lord have mercy. Tofu on some rice pilaf. Child, please. No, thank you. Let's go to Stephanie calling in from South Philadelphia. Stephanie, good morning. You're live on the air. On line 3. I'm sorry. Stephanie is on line 3 from South Philly. Stephanie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad I turned in this morning.
Yes.
So I worked on Happy Bodies, Healthy Choices. Trying to get clarification. So do you have a recipe? First I wanted to say about the candy yams. My grandfather was a chef on Pennsylvania Railroad back when it was, in service.
Mm-hmm.
That was before I was before the 59s in the 50s. And he did glazed candy yams, and like she was mentioning before about some orange juice or something, put it in cranberry juice with agave or honey, stir it and pour it over your candy yams and put that in the oven and let it, bake a little.
I've had similar. Absolutely, that's delicious.
That's I
said because the sweet potato has that natural sweetness that people really, if you only eat sweet potatoes as candy yams, you don't realize how sweet sweet potatoes are naturally.
Yeah, they are.
And carrots, too. My son likes it with the carrots, so I do the carrots this year. My family does it. So the question I had mentioned, do you do just very vegan sweet potato pies, or do you have a recipe for that? I mean, I know I'm not comfortable trying it and hearing your voice today about talking about healthy choices. It might give me some confidence.
Okay, that's all right. We hear all about building up the confidence.
Yes. So your question is, do I have any alternatives to sweet potato pies, how to make it healthier?
Yeah, to make a vegan version, she said. So no no butter, no
egg.
No egg, no nothing.
There are recipes. There are vegan sweet potato pie recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely make it vegan if that's what you're looking for. I don't have a specific recipe. Mm-hmm. I'm not a baker, but there definitely are vegan sweet potato pie recipes that you can try.
Mm-hmm.
That are just as good, because again, sweet potatoes are really sweet. When you bake them, that brings out some of the sweetness, and you add in the cinnamon and the nutmeg and the other ingredients, and it's equally delicious.
And I would suggest also, Stephanie, if you're looking for a vegan sweet potato pie recipe, if you are on Pinterest, have you heard of Pinterest.com?
How do you spell pin, P-I-N?
Yeah, so it's P-I-N. Pinterest, Pinterest,
okay.
But we say Pinterest.
Right.
It's basically an online scrapbooking thing. And if you sign up, it's free. It's kind of like, you know, Facebook, but not as social. You can actually look up other people's recipes for vegan sweet potato pie.
Okay.
And try those. I have a habit of trying vegan or just trying different recipes from Pinterest, and they are pretty good.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would look into that.
I'll look into that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks.
We have our last caller of the day, Dijanaba. It's Carolyn calling in from North Philadelphia on line 4. Carolyn, good morning. You're live
good
on
morning.
The air.
How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm getting the wrap it up sign, so we're going to have to make your question real quick.
Okay. I just have two recipes. One recipe is for greens. I use vegetable broth and assorted peppers and shallots.
Mm.
I had changed that for my family, and that came out great. Everybody liked it. No meat, no nothing.
Awesome.
I do have vegans in my family. And for my sweet potatoes, instead of making the candy sweet potatoes with the brown sugar and everything,
mm-hmm.
what I do is I take the bananas and the sweet potatoes and bake it in the oven. When they get nice and soft, I mix them all together and put my nutmeg and cinnamon in it,
mm-hmm.
and a half a lemon,
mm.
and make that all together. And back in the day, they used to make sweet potato pone.
Mm. I never heard of that.
Sweet potato pone is
okay.
Without the crust.
Oh, okay.
And you mix all that together, and you just put it in the oven and bake it, and then you can slice it like a pie.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Carolyn. I appreciate the call.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You do the same. Dijanaba, give us your website again.
It's happybyhealthychoices.com.
All right, Dijanaba, thank you so much, nutrition expert that you are. We appreciate your appearance on the program this morning. Also, much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.